It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, the high price of healthcare is driving people to go to some great lengths to get covered. We'll talk to a reporter who's been talking to some of these families. First, Governor Walker unveiled a plan yesterday that would eventually close the Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake youth facilities in northern Wisconsin. These detention centers have been controversial for the last few years as allegations of abuse have been made public. It's a move that advocates have been calling for over those years, but the plan would still need to be approved in the state legislature. And some lawmakers say it moves too slowly to fix the ongoing problem. Jeffrey Roman is with us now. He's an organizer for Youth Justice Milwaukee. Jeffrey, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, you've been following the what's been going on at Lincoln Hills for a while. What was your reaction when you heard this announcement yesterday?
Well, I think our initial reaction was shock. We were not expecting the administration and Governor Walker to make such an announcement that he did yesterday. And so we were shocked. So after our initial response, we got to moving and we got connecting with our network. And overwhelmingly, I think the response is that this is a win for Wisconsin. This is a win for the advocates and the young people here in Wisconsin who have been calling for Lincoln Hills and Copper Lakes to be closed and for an end to the abuse and the outdated practices at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lakes.
Talk about the advantages of this change. This is something that you and others have been calling for a while, ending this facility up north in Wisconsin where basically all of these offenders end up, young offenders, and moving them into smaller sites around the state. What advantages are there to that?
I think the immediate advantage is that young people who are involved or have engagement with the juvenile criminal justice system, that in order for them to really have the chance to rehabilitate, they'll have a chance to have closer access to their families, which we know is a key ingredient or component to rehabilitation. I think the more immediate advantage is this opportunity now brings the opportunity for those young people, those voices, their parents, and the broader community to be engaged in planning and decision-making for reimagining and revisioning what the youth justice system looks like in Wisconsin.
Are you concerned about what these smaller detention centers end up looking like? If they're mini Lincoln Hills, maybe not much is going to change?
That is definitely a concern. What we don't want is that for the five or six regional facilities that is being proposed to be created, that they replicate the conditions and the environments that's happening in the larger Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake facilities right now. We are opposed to that. Our advocacy and our response is that this is a good starting point. The idea for smaller regional kind of facilities is a starting point to have a conversation and to engage dialogue and input. But our advocacy is that those facilities need to be smaller. They need to be more trauma-informed and therapeutic settings, and that they shouldn't be more than 15 young people per the facility.
A lot of people have talked about the model that's in place in Missouri, the state of Missouri. Mm-hmm. We've talked to you about that before. Can you talk about what we could learn in Wisconsin from Missouri if this actually ends up happening and as these smaller facilities get opened?
Well, yeah, so I think the Missouri model, which is a similar model in that there are smaller facilities, but I think the most important piece is that the Missouri model really incorporates the therapeutic kind of cognitive behavior kind of practices and approaches and the training for the facilities, the individuals and personnel of those facilities. And so there's an informed, trauma-informed training and kind of environment that's spread throughout those facilities and those smaller regional things. And so I think that's the biggest standout piece of what we're seeing in Missouri is that those are critical pieces of the interventions in Missouri.
Stepping away from the youthful offenders here for a moment, part of this plan would involve, and this is something that's been proposed by Democrats and now is in the governor's plan, taking Lincoln Hills, converting it into an adult facility. The current adult prison system is overcrowded in Wisconsin right now. What do you think of that part of the plan?
Well, so I think, as in the youth side, I just think that our over-reliance on incarceration in our correction system is an outdated, failed model, whether that's on the adult side or the youth side. We have way too many people, whether they're young or old, going into our prison system. And so while we are excited and glad that the changes are being made on the youth side, I don't see much progress happening on the adult side.
We're talking to Jeffrey Roman with Youth Justice Milwaukee, talking about the governor's announcement yesterday of a plan that, if approved, would close the Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake youth detention facilities, turn them into adult prisons, but then start up smaller facilities around the state for youth in the prison system. Jeffrey, are you starting to think about where these smaller facilities should be around the state?
Well, I think, yeah, we know that there are certain areas in the city where, or certain areas in the state where the majority of young people that are sent to Lincoln Hills and Copper Lakes are being sent to. In our opinion, that those need to be the areas where our administration, the governor's administration, needs to target and begin to work with those communities to really define the appropriate level of resources that need to go into those facilities. Again, we are advocating that those facilities are much, much smaller and that they are informed by the input of the community and those who are impacted by the system.
I want to talk to you about the timing. The governor's plan would really not kick into the legislature until next year's budget planning session, and then it would take a while for it to actually be put into practice if it passed as part of a budget. You have legislators, some Democrats, but also, as we've been hearing in the news, some Republicans saying, hey, we've got bills in the legislature now. We could get moving on this faster. The governor saying he might be on board with that. What do you think of the dueling timelines there?
Yeah, we are all for expediting the process, and where there are opportunities available to be able to expedite this process and to work with our legislators and the current bills that are going forward to make sure that young people get the supports that they need immediately and to reimagine and reform the system, we are all on board with making sure that happens, again, with the input from those who are most impacted.
I want to broaden our conversation a little bit now, Jeffrey. Ideally, of course, the youth who go into the incarceration system wouldn't go there in the first place. We'd figure out solutions to this problem before we got to that stage. What do you think needs to happen on that end?
Yeah, so I think there are a lot of things that need to happen. First and foremost, our local judges and circuit court judges have a lot of discretion, a lot of sway in what happens to young people and whether or not they go into our correctional facilities. And so first and foremost, I think our judges and our local leaders and our local leaders need to take a stance and realize the conditions that our young people are facing when they are sentenced to the Lincoln Hills and Copper Lakes, and especially being so far away, and really rely on the resources that do exist in our community to be able to make sure young people get the supports they need as they need them.
We had a judge from Dane County on the show a few weeks back, and he said when young people come before him in the courtroom, he tries to do something a little different. Among other things, he tries to help them come up with their own solutions, figure out from them what they're going to need to keep themselves out of the system, basically. As part of your work organizing there in Milwaukee, do you try to do that as well?
Absolutely, and as we are working in with our local judges and having conversation and sharing research and evidence of various effective practices across the country, one of the interventions that we are seeing is that judges are really taking the time and being more thoughtful about the orders that they do, and they're working with not only the young people but their families and the community that those young people are coming from to define or to develop the appropriate conditions for their being in society.
Can you talk about families a little more now? Part of the goal here in moving away from Lincoln Hills, which is north of Wausau, to facilities around the state, maybe one, probably one in the Milwaukee area. How much of a difference does that make, having access to a family for an incarcerated youth?
Oh, it makes a world of a difference. We know, and all the research that we've been looking at and the reports that we are looking at is saying that young people who have access to their families and the resources of their community have a higher chance of rehabilitating, have a higher chance of not recidivating once they have been released from the system. And makes our communities much safer. The access to families and community is a very, very key component to rehabilitation and one that we are really, really advocating that our judges and our system leaders will allow our families to be more engaged and closer to those young people.
Now, when we were talking to that judge I mentioned in Dane County, he said in some cases, tragically, a kid might come before him in court, and there's not an adult who will respond to that call for one reason or another in that family situation. Is part of the solution having counseling for the families of these youth who end up in the system to bring them back into the equation?
Absolutely. Counseling and additional supports. We know that a lot of young people that have interfaced with the system, a lot of them, unfortunately, or many of them, unfortunately, come from environments where their families need a lot of additional supports as well and are seeking and searching for supports. And so we believe that in addition to working with young people and make sure that they have the supports they need, a critical piece in doing that is making sure that we're working with their families and providing the supports that they need as well to be supports to their young people.
Looking at Milwaukee from the outside, especially from the suburban areas, though, it seems like in some cases people have lost faith in Milwaukee. They see the rising homicide numbers that happened in 2015 and 2016. I haven't seen the final numbers for 2017 yet. Do you, though, feel optimistic that there are things going on there that are moving in the right direction for youth and for crime rates?
I feel optimistic because I see those things happening on a daily basis. A part of my job is to make sure that I'm identifying and working and scaling and supporting the individuals and leaders and organizations and efforts that are here working to drive positive change for young people in Milwaukee and across the rest of the state, particularly in the greater Milwaukee region. We are aware of mentor services and counseling programs and organizations that are working day in and day out with young people who have given additional supports and investment could scale those resources to be able to serve many more young people in our community that unfortunately fall victim to the system.
Can you name some names of those organizations and talk a little about the work they do? Because I think it's easy to hear a lot of the bad news and not see the good efforts going on behind the headlines.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There are a number of organizations that do great work. The ones that come to the top of my mind who really work with this population are organizations like the Running Rebels Community Organization, who work with not only first-time juvenile offenders, but our chronic and serious offending juvenile offenders, and work with them doing mentoring and case management and intensive care kind of support programming and provide them outlets to be able to not only develop their character and address things in the community, but also to engage their families. There are a number of organizations. There are programs, Heal the Hood, that's working with young people in their communities and families across the community to make sure that they're engaging and giving them the resources and opportunities to collaborate and work with one another. And so there are a number of other ones, but those are the two that come to the top of mind, and there are many, many others here in Milwaukee and around the county that are doing the same thing.
If there are people who are listening and they're in the Milwaukee area and thinking, hey, I've got some time or expertise or something of value I could offer, are these organizations and your own, for that matter, looking for volunteers?
Absolutely. And I believe they and others are always looking for ways that the broader community to engage and support not only the work of those organizations, but the work of the young people that patronize those organizations. And so whether it's Running Rebels or the Urban Underground or the Operation Dream or the list goes on and on, I'm sure they're always willing, open, and accepting of volunteers and mentors and resources from the community to help the work that they do.
And bringing things back around to Lincoln Hills. I mean, as you said, you were shocked in a good way when you heard this announcement yesterday. Are you hopeful that this will actually happen?
We are hopeful. We're hopeful because we know that this is happening because of the voices that have been amplified and have made it to the ears of the governor and the administration. It's been their cries for reform. It's been their vocal advocacy. It's been their calling legislators and calling the administration on behalf of young people and their families who have been in the system, who have been in Lincoln Hills and Copper Lakes and in the community, whose advocacy is really the cause of this change. And we are supportive of that, and we will continue to work with and build the capacity of of individuals and family members who are engaged in the system to build the capacity to be advocates for themselves and each other.
Jeffrey, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Jeffrey Roman, organizer for Youth Justice Milwaukee. He joins today to talk about Governor Walker's announcement of a proposed plan to close the Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake juvenile detention centers.